The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you, thank you, thank you for joining me on this Tuesday afternoon. Yes, there is continued concern over the COVID-19 virus. All of us should be cautious. All of us should be concerned. But there's also a lot of good news going on in the world around us, and we will try to deal with at least some of that good news today. And yes, there is other news other than just the COVID-19 coronavirus, in spite of the fact that that's all, and I do mean all, you are hearing from your local news, cable news, broadcast news. You would think that there is nothing else going on the planet. Yes, there are other things going on. So we have a lot to talk about. My telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Now, some kind of breaking news. This came out this morning. The Olympic Committee has determined that they will postpone the Summer Olympics for one full year. It's been speculated whether they were going to do that or not, but the decision has been made, according to reputable news sites, that it will not be held until next summer in Tokyo. So the Summer Olympics postponed for one year. Breaking about 30 minutes ago, the Southern Baptists have announced that they are not postponing but canceling their annual meeting for the first time in 75 years. Quote, out of a deep concern for the health and safety of messengers and attendees. I'm very sad about that, not because I was going. The only Southern Baptist annual convention that I've ever attended was the one here in Columbus a few years ago. Enjoyed it immensely. And however, so it's not because I had any plans of going, but this was going to be a very important meeting for the Southern Baptist Convention. There's a lot of division right now within the convention, a lot of contention right now in the convention, and I was hoping, I was praying that a lot of that division and contention could be dealt with at the convention, and the areas of controversy could be settled. How the executive committee is going to handle that, I have no idea. But anyway, Southern Baptist Annual Convention, scheduled for June 9th through the 10th in Orlando, has, as of about 30 minutes ago, been canceled. Then locally, those of you who live in Whitehall, and I'm not certain why Whitehall is the only city in Central Ohio that I'm aware of that has taken this action, but the mayor of Whitehall has announced that there will be a curfew in Whitehall between midnight and 6 a.m. beginning, I think, tonight. No, it was actually last night. Took effect at 11:59 p.m. last night, and it is being extended at least until April 6th, but it may be adjusted. So if you live in Whitehall, you can't go anywhere unless you are permitted for essential activities, and the City of Whitehall's website lists what those essential activities are. So will that take place with other communities around Ohio? I don't know. Hey, by the way, something that we started yesterday, and several took advantage, and I've gotten a bunch of emails, and I'm expecting a bunch more phone calls today. We want to support small businesses in our community. We really do. And if you are a small business owner, and you are open and still serving the public, we want to give you the opportunity to let our listeners know who you are, where you are, what your services are, and how they can contact you. So if you're a small business owner, I want through the entire program today to open the phones, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. I want to open the phone lines for you anytime. You can call in the middle of a story. We will switch gears. And I want to give you a little bit of airtime to let our listeners know who you are, what your business is, and how our listeners can contact you. It is important for us to support as much as possible, particularly the small businesses, family-owned businesses, local businesses in our community. So this is just one little way of doing that. And obviously, many of you do not own a small business, but you probably know somebody who does. And if you know, if you have a friend, a neighbor, a relative that owns a small business, get on the phone, call them up and say, hey, over on Bob Burney Live, they're accepting phone calls. And not just accepting, we're encouraging phone calls of small business owners. And give them the number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Again, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483, and encourage them to call. Now, here's the story, and I'm desperate for an update, and I can't get one. You've probably been following this. Over the weekend, Attorney General Dave Yost sent Planned Parenthood of Ohio, Greater Ohio and Planned Parenthood Southwest of Ohio, a cease and desist letter and told them, you're violating the order from the State Department of Health director to stop elective surgeries. Abortion is an elective surgery. After all, the cry is pro-choice, 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 choice, 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 choice. Well, choice is an elective. So Attorney General Dave Yost sent a cease and desist letter. Planned Parenthood responded by saying, nope, we're gonna keep doing abortions. So I have been trying to find someone in the Attorney General's office in including the Attorney General himself, trying to get an answer. How are you going to respond? And how is the Department of Health going to respond? This is a clear violation of the order from Dr. Amy Acton, the director of the Ohio Department of Health. So how is the state going to handle this? And I have not been able to get any answers from anyone. If any of you have verifiable information to pass on to me so that I can pass on to our audience, either give me a call at 877-BOB-LIVE or send me an email at bob@bobtalk.com. I would hope that Planned Parenthood will have to face some consequences over this. They are defying a mandate from the Attorney General of the state of Ohio concerning a directive from the director of the Ohio Department of Health. So we'll try to find out what's going on there, and as soon as I can find out, I will share with you. My number, 877-BOB-LIVE. We'll be back.
Bob Burney Live. Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Welcome back to Bob Burney Live, and we're going to go to the phones, and we've got Carl in Gahanna, Ohio. Carl, welcome. You're on Bob Burney Live. What's on your mind?
Thanks for having me on again, Bob. Yeah, we were at Planned Parenthood today, and they weren't very busy, but we did get verbally assailed by someone who's pretty vicious. And Mark Harrington was there. If people want to see the video of him being open, they can go to his website, and he's going to post it.
Okay. So, were they conducting abortions? That's my
nothing.
Question, because they have been ordered by the Attorney General not to perform abortions. And at least two of the clinics have said they're going to defy the order, and I can't get any information from the health department or from the Attorney General's office as to what action is being taken. That's my question.
Yeah, but by the way that one woman responded, something underhand is going on there.
Okay. All right, Carl, thanks. Appreciate it. Thanks.
Okay, bye.
All right, thanks for the call. Again, if anybody has any information, let me know. Hey, speaking of information, again, I've got a lot of things to discuss with you today, a lot of stories, but I got to give you an update on our Bible League campaign. We are much closer to our goal today than we were even yesterday. Really, really quick update, okay? And then I'm going to move on to other things. Because of your generosity, we are now at $10,310, marching on our way to $12,000. That means we are $1,690 away from our goal. That's it. We're just $1,690 away from our goal. And I want to thank Larry in Dublin. Larry is the latest to call 800-YES-WORD. He called yesterday. I'm not sure what time. Larry called 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673. Then today, Serena in Lancaster went online at thewordcolumbus.com. Serena in Lancaster. And then Dwayne in Dillsburg. I'm not sure where Dillsburg is, but Dwayne in Dillsburg also went online at thewordcolumbus.com, thewordcolumbus.com, and made a very nice donation to Serena and Dwayne and Larry. All three of those have made pledges to the Bible League after we went off the air yesterday. And because of their gifts, again, we're at $10,310 in the midst of this unbelievable financial crisis. medical crisis, quarantine, isolation. In the middle of that, the listeners to this program have pledged over $10,000 to get Bibles to Christians all over Asia. It's just phenomenal. Now, we need to finish this. We just have $1,690 to go. That's it. Out of $12,000, we only have $1,690 left. That is it. I know we can take care of that today. $100 at a time, $50 at a time, $500 at a time. Would you please call 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673. I've got the call center up. We're coming up on a break in a few minutes. And I really believe we can hit the goal today. Only $1,690 left. If you've not had an opportunity to give yet, please pray about it. I know these are tough times. I know they are. But people all over Asia are crying out, please send us Bibles. Please send us Bibles. Christians in China who are risking their lives, literally risking their lives to serve Christ and risking their lives to distribute Bibles and receive Bibles are saying, please, all we want is Bibles. They're not asking to drill a well, and that's a good thing to do. They just want Bibles. So, folks, let's get this finished today. $1,690. That's it. 800-YES-WORD. Could somebody pledge $690? If you want to round it off to $700, that'd be fine. But I know that if we can get to $1,000, we can knock that out in just a few minutes. Maybe somebody could call 800-YES-WORD and pledge $690, and then we would just have $1,000 left. Or maybe somebody could pledge $1,000, and then we'd only have $690. Maybe you could pledge $500, or maybe $100, or maybe just $20. 800-YES-WORD. 800-937-9673. That's a good way to end this segment. You probably didn't hear this in the mainstream media, but on last Friday, I didn't hear about it until this morning. The Family Research Council had a conference call with Vice President Pence to pray together concerning 700 pastors on a conference call with the Vice President, sponsored by the Family Research Council. When President Trump heard about it, he asked if he could join. He asked, would you mind if I get in on the prayer meeting? So we had President Trump and Vice President Mike Pence joining a prayer meeting with 700 pastors praying concerning the coronavirus. You're not going to hear that in the mainstream media.